stored in your granaries. Mm-hmm. It's quite different today. Now they, you know, on your combine, your grain comes right out of the field. Then we headed it, maybe be up in January, February, if we get a thresher in to thresh it and lay there in that stack with the head, just a stack of heads.
Well, what and did that mean, heading? What did you do then?
Well, it was a header was an implement, something like a mower, only it stood up, the sickle was up high, and it just clipped the heads off. Uh-huh. Fell on a canvas and ran up into the wagon, what they call the, header wagon, barges. It was something like a hay rack with one low side. Mm-hmm. The elevator from your header laid on the side of that, the canvas rolled out into the barge.
Right.
Into the barge. And then you all that to be two and three barges. The header ran continually. That one barge pulled out with a load, the other one pulled right in under. And just kept running, and then they had a man stacking. And that was stacked just like you stack your hay today. It might be 3 months after you cut it before the thresher. It'd be a moving thresher coming through the country in the thresh very well.
Those engines were monstrous things.
Yes, steamers. Sure, you'd like to work with them. That was a fall and maybe first part of the winter job. You just the crew, the entire crew, and then just falling through the country.
Did you ever pile your hay out in the fields?
Yes, sir, all together. Your prairie hay. We had quite a lot of prairie hay on the river bottom down there. And it usually started in the 1st of August. Tried to get started with the 15th of August and run up the 1st of September. Maybe 45 to 60 days hay. And that was all stacked and stacks in the out.
Did you call those stacks anything special?
Stacks.
I ran into people haying when I went to eastern Oklahoma last week interviewing.
I see.
And it was very difficult finding people who could talk to me because they were all out in the hay fields.
Yes, this is hay. Now, in the last few years, we've been just hiring it cut and baled.
Oh.
And baled. They went out of stacking. That was my one of my jobs when I left the ranch. I was on the ranch there. It was either stacking or running a stacker.
It's a miserable job, isn't it?
It's pretty hot, tiresome job.
And that stuff falls down.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Yet I like to stack hay.
Anytime you get tired, like
so that's all right. No,
if you want to take a break.
Well, no, that's
you have
right now. We might have some coffee here if you like. You like coffee?
Oh, I think that'll bring me back
okay.
To life.
Well, that's good.
Wow. How about you mentioned you had a stack? You ever use this term, a little?
Oh, yes, to some. It was more of the real old timers didn't rarely use it, but it was used in later years.
Mm-hmm. The haycock was fairly recent.
Yeah. It's more shock. It's more shock, I mean.
Uh-huh. I asked you about the places for hay in the barn.
Yes. Well, all the later barns had the mow or loft. We spoke of mostly as a loft.
Did you have a special shelter for
yes,
the cows?
Yes, sheds.
Oh.
Cow sheds in every barn of cows. Not in this country, but we did have sheds. And we always had our hospital barns, what you call your hospital barns. It's something when you either get things sick or not doing so well, they bring them in close to home and keep them in sheds.
Did you have a special place around the barn where you enclosed your cows?
Your pens. The sheds was at the what you'd call the headquarters place.